So despite phenomenal response, and really, I can't thank you enough. Phenomenal response, Cape Town, to our LGBTQIA Big Breakfast broadcast last week. Life for people living in Cape Town who happen to be LGBTQIA continues to be difficult. One such organization that tries to ameliorate some of that difficulty is Pride Shelter Trust. But of course, they do rely on the support of others. Joining us this morning from Stellenbosch is Nicole Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, what are some of the challenges, or at least first and foremost, tell us a little bit about what Pride Shelter does.
Okay, fantastic. Firstly, thank you for allowing me, you know, on this platform. So in a nutshell, what Pride Shelter does, it's number one, you know, accommodate the LGBT community who find themselves in crisis periods. And they stay at the shelter for a period of 3 months. And within those 3 months, they have to go through specific interventions or programs that will not allow them back on the streets again. And these programs vary from psychosocial support to hard skills and soft skills. And the end goal for every client is that they reintegrate back into society. And our common goal is not to recycle homelessness again. And but of course, you do get individuals that do go back to the streets. But at the end of the day, we have a success. We have a success rate since 2019, since I took over, and it's basically, you know, around healing of self acceptance, and first and foremost, it's just the reintegration back into society. Yeah, and we try to alleviate that issue, in Cape Town, in Africa.
Forgive me if I'm misunderstanding the way you're positioning this, but it sounds as though you're speaking about, like, people who are on the street as, I don't know, it sounds like you're talking about LGBTQIA as if it itself is an affliction that they need to be, you know, when you're talking about reintegration, that they need soft skills, is it not that people are often driven out of their homes? And the problem is actually not them.
Yeah, so you'll find many of the stories would be, you know, being ostracized for who you are based on your gender identity and sexual orientation, whether it be the church structure, whether it be your families, whether it be, you know, gender-based violence. And we really tackle these issues with every client because every client has got various stories to share. And our social worker, he basically works very tedious with every client so that in order for them to deal with their trauma while they're at the shelter, they have to go back into society, and tools are being given to them of how they can navigate through those challenges.
Got it. Okay. And how do you self-sustain? Is it purely on the basis of public donations? Do you have a backer?
So our house, our safe house, we lease it from the city of Cape Town, but mostly our funding, you know, comes from private donors, individual givers, people from the community, and just recently we had a big support from an international foundation, which has been fantastic because they've really seen that the model that we're trying to implement at the shelter is working, and they will, you know, kind of support those programs. So, I mean, being 3 years at the organization has not been an easy ride. So really, yeah, we're really dependent on the public, not just financial support, but resources and time and people volunteering, you know, in terms of what they can offer.
That's incredible. So how have things been of late? As I understand it, it's been quite difficult.
Yes. I mean, there's also, we've recently just started a campaign drive just for the renovations of the house. It needs a bit of TLC. And secondly, you know, the daily running of the shelter itself, especially when it came out to the pandemic, we were hit quite hard. But at the same time, we had a lot of positive response from the community, from you know, our fellow people in South Africa, but also overseas support. So the current challenges would basically be making sure that, you know, the lights are on, even though it's load shedding, you know, people are fed, you know, we were able to run our programs as well. But yeah, We're getting there. We're getting there. But at the same time, I must say that we've had a lot of collaboration with other queer organizations in South Africa, which is a big plus because I'm a big believer not working in silos. So collaboration is very, very important for us.
That's fantastic, Nicole. So where can we assist? I know we can go to pridesheltertrust.org.za. And there are all kinds of ways for us to donate and support. The bank details are there. Please go there. It's a wonderful initiative to assist at-risk youths. In any other way, from a volunteering perspective, what is that also the best way to get in touch with you?
Yes, you may. Look, we in terms of what is the skills I was speaking about, especially now with when people are trying to get back into the employment sector. If people have specific skills that they would like to teach the residents, by all means, contact the shelter. If they want to offer their time to come cook a meal for them, please do. For us, it's just like, you know, as much as these individuals have experience, you know, being on the streets, they also want to try and reintegrate back, you know. So we're inviting people to come to the house and spend time with the residents. And I must say, these stories are so inspiring because at the end of the day, what happens after the 3 months they've gone, they come back to volunteer. So that is kind of their paid forward kind of philosophy, that they know what they've gone through and now they want to give back to the next person.
Nicole, that's incredible. I love that ability to pay forward. So Pride Shelter Trust Cape Town, you are the director. Nicole Alexander, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You can help by going to pridesheltertrust.org.za.